Hey girl, how are you today? Well, I want to go into a topic today that you may not even realize that you have as a part of your way of life. Do you follow a particular set of rules when it comes to eating? Are these unwritten rules? Are they rules that are tucked way back in your mind? Are you defined by these rules and really have a hard time being flexible with your eating because you're afraid you're going to gain weight? Well, today I want to share with you four tips for totally breaking these rules, for getting rid of them, that the ones that no longer serve you, that haven't served you, that are keeping you in this place of feeling trapped in scarcity, because I want you to be free from the mental energy drain that it is and really give you something to focus on that is going to actually be beneficial. So I hope you'll stick with me. Let's dive in. Girl, welcome to the podcast She Breaks Free. I'm Tara Josie, a wife, mom, fitness professional, and recovered obsessor of diet and exercise. If you're ready to finally break free from what you're supposed to do and find out what's best for you, gain solutions on the diet that works for your body, and learn fitness strategies to change your health, this podcast was made for you. As always, you can find out more or connect with me in our Facebook group, She Breaks Free. Okay, it's time to put your big girl pants on. Lay that cookie down. Let's get into today's show. All right, it's been a minute since I thanked a listener for a review, and I want to share with you a review that was given to me by Brittany Pop. She says, "I've been a yoga dieter for years and it has just not worked. Enter Tara's podcast. I love how tactical the episodes are, and I leave with tips on how truly to change my relationship with food and allow myself to live. I'm looking forward to the next episode." Thank you so much for taking that time to review. And if you've been listening for a while and would love to do me a favor and give me a review just to kind of get some insight on where you're at, I would love to hear what you think. So let's dive into this today and talk about the rules that maybe you don't even realize that you've been following for years. You know, what if you could learn to eat without the rules and enjoy yourself around food without the restriction? What if that is a way that you could actually live? Well, I want to tell you that it's possible. It's also possible to live like this and have weight loss goals totally and completely. So the question here today is, what rules are you being held down by? What rules are living or causing you to live a life that is not enjoyable around food? You're so restrictive that you just are so consumed by it all. You know, for a long time, I lived by the rules and restrictions, and I lived in scarcity for so very long. And I was always worried about eating, always worried about making sure there was enough, that there was enough of the right food available to me so that I wasn't going to kind of go overboard because I was afraid I was going to lose weight, or I was afraid I was going to gain weight because of going off the path that I thought was so important. And it would send me over the edge if this is, you know, I would get myself into the situation. So how do you overcome this? How did I overcome this? How do you overcome this way of thinking? Well, first of all, I'm going to give you four tips. The first of all, you have got to do an inventory of all your rules. You need to write down a list of all the rules that are things that you inherently follow, things that you maybe you've been following for years and years and years because you heard somebody on some TV show say something and you grabbed a hold of it and you've been following that ever since. And I want you to just write down every single rule that you can think of that you follow or that you think you're supposed to follow, and you try your best to do that. You got to get a clear picture of everything that is in your mind about food, right? All the things that you kind of have to quote unquote follow. It doesn't just have to be about the food. It can be about the timing of when you have to eat. Like, I have to eat at this time, and I have to snack at this time and this time. Like, all the things that surround how you interact with food and how you see it. So, what do you restrict on? This is the picture that I want you to have. So, get yourself a piece of paper, a notebook, put it in your phone, and take the time to do that first and foremost. The second tip is to go through every rule that you just listed and decide how this rule impacts your goals? Is it a game changer rule? Is it a rule that is going to make you gain 5 pounds in the next 3 weeks? Is it a rule that is going to really change the long-term outcome of your health goals, of your weight loss goals, whatever your goals are? Is it a rule that is a big dial mover? And I'm going to talk about this in just a moment here. What is a big dial mover? Does this rule cause me more stress than is necessary? And that's a big one, because I think when we don't realize how much we're allowing these rules and restrictive nature around food, it actually can create stress in us, which is not doing us any favors, right? When our body's under stress, there's responses that happen that can create more issues with our food. So it's like we're shooting ourselves in the foot here. So think about that as you've made that list, go through that list and just highlight the ones that highlights the one that are going to impact your long-term health and fitness goals. Okay. All right. Tip number three, the big dial movers list. Okay. So looking at your list, on the list, what are the big dial movers? When I say big dial movers, what are the things that are really going to make a huge impact in your health and fitness journey, in your nutritional goals, in your weight loss goals? What are those things? Is it putting salt, the amount of sodium that's in food? Now, if you have high blood pressure, maybe that is should be a consideration. Is it something like having one Diet Coke every single day? Do you sh should you not have it? Should you have it? What are the things that are going to really impact? So I want to share with you the things that I think that are big dial movers. So one of the big dial movers is movement. Okay. That's huge. And I know this is not food related necessarily, but it is health related. And if your job, if your lifestyle is sedentary, movement is one of the foundational big dial movers that you can increase in your life. So if you have a wearable and you track your steps or have the ability to track your steps, if you're like getting 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 steps a day, then I challenge you to increase that one more thousand or two more thousand a day. If you can shoot for 10,000 a day, that is where you are going to, that's an active lifestyle. That is an active day is 10,000 steps. And so if you can shoot for that, that's going to be less sedentary, making small changes that you can add that movement. Another big dial mover is making sure that you eat enough protein. And I can't harp on this enough, because women do not eat enough protein. And it's just, whether you hate protein shakes, and that just seems like to be a simple, quick way. You don't eat breakfast, so there knocks out one meal, and you just eat lunch. You might have a snack, and then you overeat at dinner. And typically, it's the highly palatable foods that you eat late in the day, right? All the things, the sugar, the crackers, the chips that are taste so good, high in fat, high in sugar. Those things are what you're overeating. You're not overeating chicken breasts. You're not overeating a piece of steak, typically. So protein really is the most satiating macronutrient. And when we don't eat enough of this, we're setting ourselves up for disaster, because our bodies are going to be hungry and we are not going to take the time to make a chicken breast. We're going to eat whatever's in the pantry. Big dial mover is making sure that you get protein at every meal. And every meal means snacks. Okay. So if you're a snacker, got to get protein at that meal. Three-quarter cup of cottage cheese and an apple. Maybe it's a three-quarter cup of Greek yogurt with some fruit. You got to get protein. Those things have a good quality or a good high protein content in them as a snack versus, a granola bar, which has hardly any protein and it's nothing but sugar and carbohydrates, and it's going to make you hungry. So big dial mover, protein at every meal, drinking enough water. Maybe this is one for you. Maybe this is a one for you that can help flush your body, that can help get you going to the bathroom. Like, this is crucial. Like, if you're not a big water drinker, Maybe you have just like a cup a day. Carry a water bottle with you. Get some more fluid in you. Get your body, a lot of times we're hungry because we're thirsty. We don't realize. So making sure that you are hydrating. Which rule is going to impact you the most? So thinking about your list, what is on that list that could be considered something that's going to impact you for the long haul? All right, fourth tip is to stop making rules, right? When I think about the rules that I used to follow, like how restrictive that was, it just created so much in me that wanted to break them. And it's like human nature, right? We want to break the rules. And, having these rules to follow is just simply not walking in freedom. And I can't tell you how wonderful it is to walk in freedom. And, the big dial movers should really be looked at as daily commitments, not as rules. So thinking about the things that you want to commit to daily, to either lose the weight, to just have better healthy habits, getting more movement into your day, getting more water into your day, making sure that you're having protein at every single meal, including snacks. Maybe these are the things that really could change where you are. Having a big salad for lunch every day instead of going out to lunch at the restaurant you love and getting a burger and fries. Maybe you swap that out for a great salad with a great salad dressing and some great protein, and you enjoy that. You're getting lots of veggies, you're getting the protein, you're getting full on fiber, and it's going to make you feel so good in the middle of the day. Maybe that's a big dial mover for you. But rules have such a negative connotation. I challenge you to create a new list of daily commitments. Create a new list that you can commit to daily that are going to be realistic, right? What are the things that you can realistically commit to? Start with that list and then begin to add to that list once you have nailed it and made those commitments a part of your routine, part of your daily habitual routine. And be free to decide and really commit to the daily nutritional decisions that are going to impact you for the long term. It's not about, what can I do for the next 2 weeks? This is long term. This is long term behavior change. And that new list that you create needs to be a commitment list, not a rules list. So I challenge you to take that rules list, pack it up, pick out the ones that really do impact your long term health goals, and decide. And if you're confused about that, I'm going to put my email link in the notes, show notes. Email me and ask me, which is this really a big dial mover, or is this something that I'm holding on to? I need to let it go. I would love to help guide you there. I invite you to hop on a call with me. I would love to kind of help do a little nutrition audit for you. I'm going to put my email in that show note link, show notes, and so you can send that to me. We can hop on a 30-minute call for free. I want to hear where you are, give you some advice to maybe get you going in the right direction, and really help you break these rules and really learn to commit to healthy daily habits, daily commitments that are going to make an impact for you long term. I'm going to also link in the Facebook group She Breaks Free. Would love for you to connect with us there as well. I pray that this has given you something to think about today and to really evaluate what those rules are that you're following, the things that are holding you back and keeping you so grounded in this mindset that you have to do these things in order to achieve your goals, because some of them aren't serving you. They're actually stressing you. I pray this has blessed you, and I hope that you have a wonderful day. Take care. God bless. If you have been blessed today, you can thank me big by heading over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a written review of the show. I would be so grateful. Secondly, if you want to connect with me and others who are like-minded, go to Facebook and join She Breaks Free group. It's a private group where you can feel safe and always share your heart. I will be there to answer questions, provide tips, and help you in your journey to freedom. Here's to you breaking free. God bless.